And slowly but surely, I w it was like I was looking behind me, and I'd say, "Oh man, did I miss something?" And then, as God took more and more pains out of the greenhouse, the struggles really began to come on me, and I thought, "Oh God, please help me." And it's God isn't being mean to us when he does that. What he's doing is he's trying to make us to grow up like strong oak trees, so that we won't just be sitting on the ground like a little plant in a greenhouse. As soon as they go outside, they die. He wants us to grow up strong so we can be powerful Christians. And so here I was. I was beginning to fall into sin, and I was thinking, the Bible says when you're a new person in Christ, old things are passed away, all things have become new. And I was thinking, God, this doesn't work for me. And so I began a search for freedom. I began fasting. I began praying. I began reading good books. I did all kinds of stuff, but nothing seemed to help me. Finally, I read this book, The Two of Me by Dave Wilkerson. And in that story, I read that story about the black man. You know, when that Emancipation Proclamation was declared, in one moment, that man went from being a slave to being a free man. But he didn't recognize his freedom till years later. And you know, when I was 16 years old, when I made that commitment to Christ, in that moment, I was set free, but I didn't realize that freedom till years later. Now, the reason that that black man was a slave to his old master was because there was a law that says he was a slave. He was afraid of his old master, and he was in the habit of being a slave. Now, just because he went to sleep the one night, a slave, and they changed the law 1,000 miles away, when he woke up the next morning, he didn't feel any different. And that's one of the things I want to encourage you with. If you've made a commitment to Christ and you said, "Nothing seemed to change. I didn't feel any different." You don't have to feel any different. You just have to realize that legally you're free. The law has been changed. And you may still be afraid of your old master, but you know what? He has no legal right to your life. And God can help you with that habit. Don't you realize that you can choose your own master? You can choose sin with death or else obedience with acquittal. The one to whom you offer yourself, he will take you and be your master, and you will be his slave. And now you are free from your old master, sin, and you've become a slave to your new master, righteousness. That's an awesome verse, verse 16 and 17. You get that into your spirit and believe that, you can be a free man. If you go back to the word why, why, the second part of that word is H, and it stands for humility. Now, I didn't know how humility fit into the equation, but I knew I was doing much better. I was beginning to believe what the word said about me, but then I still was falling into sin so many times in my thought life, and I was thinking, God, what? I've got to be way more free than this. This is just not working out. I had fallen into sin so many times, and I said to my wife, if an evangelist falls into sin, it's way worse than if just a regular lay person in a church falls into sin, because in James, the book of James, it says, "Brothers, we who teach, we need to be careful because we're going to be judged more strictly." And I said, I would just dread to ever have anyone know that I was struggling with this stuff. Now, I never committed adultery on my wife. Just in my mind, I was just, so I had such an impure thought life, and I was praying, "God, set me free, help me." But it just didn't seem like anything would work. I was believing what the word said, and it was helping a lot, but still was falling down many, many times. So I can remember we were in Calgary, Alberta, and I had fallen in my thoughts again. And I want to tell you, when you fall in your thought life so many times, you get so discouraged. I was actually sometimes even suicidal. I thought, "Oh man, how can I think such wrong thoughts and be a Christian?" And I thought, there's no hope for me. And then I remember even watching TV one day and watching the news come on and seeing Jimmy Swaggart had fallen. And I thought to myself, man, that guy prayed. He did everything there was to do as a Christian, and he still fell into sin. There's no hope for me. And I remember talking to my wife, and she said, "I believe that there's a way to get free from this stuff." And I thought, "What is it, Lord?" And we prayed together, and we tried. We tried so many things, and nothing seemed to work. I can remember Kathy saying to me, "Why don't you share the fact that you struggle with my parents?" Now, If you have in-laws, you know the dilemma I was in. You know, I know every mother-in-law joke there is in the whole world. And I was just thinking, there's no way I want to share my faults with my in-laws. My in-laws had a hard enough time loving me the way it was. So I said, Kathy, I think I'd rather eat crushed glass than share my faults with your parents. And she said, I don't know what else to do. So I can remember being in a Sunday school room in New Life Assembly in Calgary. And we're in the basement there and having devotions with a family. And my father-in-law says, is there any prayer requests you guys have? And I was sick and tired of being sick and tired of sin. And I just said, Norm and Joy, would you pray for me that God would give me a pure thought life?